We are going to be jumping into Coach Keller's session. Again, a church planner down in New Orleans. What's cool about Coach Keller, I love having him present. Because a lot of times when we talk about conferences, you know, it's kind of the mega church pastor, which is great. We love the mega church pastor. We love hearing from them. But a lot of our community wants to hear from, hey, I want to hear from a pastor that's in the trenches.
Yeah.
So you're about to hear from a guy who lives in a trench. His church like has been hit by a couple of hurricanes. I feel like every 9 months, Coach Keller's church is just going through it. He's like, yeah, we can't even meet. So if you guys have been planning in church in the last few years, you know what I'm talking about. It just feels like hurricane after hurricane after hurricane. But Coach Keller has hung in there, and he just has this belief that God wants to do something amazing in New Orleans, and he is sticking it out, and he removes any sort of excuse that you may have. Because you may be like, man, and our people don't fill out those Connect cards. Our people don't do this. Our people, we don't get visitors. I'm telling you, you're about to hear from a church planner in New Orleans that will remove all of your excuses. There's no limitation that this guy hasn't faced, and he's about to walk you through how to get 92% of your guests to fill out the Connect cards. Most of the pastors we work with, the one headache they have about follow-up is nobody fills out these Connect cards. What in the world do we need to do? So step one, you need to have text in church. That's just your secret sauce. Well, you'll see why in a second. But step two, let's jump in and listen to Coach Keller and how he's figured out how to get 92% of his visitors to fill out a Connect card. Because in order to follow up effectively, you got to get people's contact information. We all know that. Let's jump into Coach Keller's session.
Hey, what's up, Engage Conference? Man, I'm so excited that you're logged in and watching strategies from church leaders all across this nation that are going to help you reach more people in your community. My name's Pastor Ryan Keller. I'm the lead pastor of Church on a Mission in New Orleans, Louisiana, the greatest city in America. I promise you that. And it even has amazing food. You ought to come visit one day. We have phenomenal food. It just gets too hot sometimes here, but we love it. We planted a church here 3 years ago, and we've seen God do some amazing things. But man, today I really want to talk to you about something we've tapped into here in New Orleans at Church on a Mission about getting Connect cards from new visitors. Because trust me, I know that it might feel like it is so hard to get people to fill out their contact information. It's almost like pulling teeth to get people to actually fill that card out. Maybe you've had like a ton of new people come into a service, and then all of a sudden they all leave in one Connect card, and you're just like so bummed, because if you don't have their contact information, you can't follow up with them. I felt the same way about a year into our launch. I really was wanting to grow, and I learned about how important it was to follow up with people. So what I started doing, since we were small enough to do this, I could count how many new people were in our auditorium each Sunday. And then what I would do is I would count how many cards we had. So if we had 10 new people, I would count, okay, we have two Connect cards. That's 2 out of 10 people left their contact information. That's terrible. That's 20%. A matter of fact, after 3 months of collecting data at our church, I realized that only 21% of people actually filled out their card. I could not believe it. I was like, well, that's why we're not growing. We're not getting people to stick. We got to be able to get their contact information so we can follow up with them, let them know that we care, and get them to stick. So I started doing some research, and I started implementing some strategies that I was learning. And in just about 5 months later, we got that number from 20% all the way to 92%. Today, that percentage is still in the 90s. We tapped into something on how to get Connect cards, and I want to do the same thing for you. I want to share principles with you that are going to help you get higher rates when it comes to people that are coming through your doors, that they would actually fill out your contact information, and you would have a chance to follow up with them. So go ahead, get your pen and paper, get ready to write, because I'm going to share the principles. I'm going to share our process and our strategy. And I really believe if you implement this, I also coach churches, and churches that are implementing these strategies, they're already seeing increases as well. So let's go. Let's dive into this. And the first thing we're going to talk about is your Connect card design. The design of your Connect card is so important to how you get contact information. I have 3 principles when it comes to the Connect card design that I want to share with you that will help you get more cards filled out. And you would be like, well, really, does the design really matter? Yes, it matters big time, because if it's just a bland cardstock piece of paper that you put in the seat back in front of you and it blends in with all your other cards and there's no clear process to it, then that's one of the big reasons why nobody's filling out your Connect card. So the first thing you're going to want to do is change that Connect card design. Now, let me tell you, the three principles to the Connect card design that I want to share with you. Number one is this: it needs to grab attention. It really needs to just grab somebody's attention. I'm a believer in that. I'm a believer that the Connect card should be different than any other card and that you give out. And I believe that it should be branded for you with your church. And it should be like, when somebody sees it, it should grab their attention. That's why we made an oversized, our colors are red and white and black. We made an oversized red card. So it's a little bit bigger than a postcard. It's bright red and it sticks out. Anywhere we put it, it will stick out. Like, this is our service guide that we have. We're balling on a budget church plant, so it's just a piece of paper folded. But whenever they open it up, you're going to notice that big red card right there. It's going to grab attention. It's got a cool saying on it. And it looks completely different than anything else that we give. So the first thing I'm going to tell you, and when it comes to your design, you want to design it to your brand. Keep it, the colors to your brand. That is big. But as you brand it, man, that bright color, use something that will grab their attention, okay? Because we've had people that will open up this service guide, and they'll pull that card out, because it doesn't say Connect card on it, but they'll pull it out and start looking at it just because it caught their attention. Number two, I believe that your Connect card should serve one purpose. So when I'm talking about one purpose, is I know many times people will take this Connect card and they will just overload it with information. So you got all of this stuff that you want from people. Then there's a prayer request part. Then there's a part if I gave my heart to the Lord. Then there's a part of this and that. And we do all of, like, one time I saw a church that had their entire Connect card was front and back of stuff. And I'm telling you, that intimidates new people. So I am a big fan of your Connect card serving one purpose. What I mean by that? Well, if you look at our card, it's big and red. It grabs attention, but it serves one purpose. That's to get contact information. There's no prayer request part on it. We actually do, use this principle for all the cards that we use. So you have the Connect card, but we also have one for prayer. We have one for praise, you know, one for tithe. There's different for each one of them. We have one purpose. And so I would share with you to do one purpose with your Connect card. You might be like, well, I like putting the prayer on it. I'm telling you, trust me. Take a prayer card, put it on a different thing. Make a card, a Connect card that will catch someone's attention, and it literally serves one purpose. Like all of the things that are on here, they serve a purpose. One purpose: to getting contact information from people. You might be asking, what about the things on the side, like check boxes? Should I do that? Only if there's an intentional step behind it. Like ours, our next steps are on there. Attend a welcome party, you know, attend a Mission 101, which is getting plugged into a volunteer team, giving their heart to the Lord. Those things are on here because we can get them signed up for that. But I wouldn't have a ton of stuff right here that doesn't make sense. So you want to make sure that what you have is intentional, but it should serve one purpose, and that's to get the contact information from the new person that you can get them plugged into your church. So it grabs attention, it serves one purpose, and number three is this: you want it to add value. You definitely want it to add value. And you're like, well, a Connect card design can add value. Yes. Like, that's why I love all the church sayings that are out there, like this one: this is home. We're letting that stranger know that, hey, you're coming into a place that is unfamiliar, but we want you to know that you are family already. This is your home already, the moment you walk through these doors. So we love that. When you look over, we have a scripture here. It's Ephesians chapter 2:19, that you're no longer strangers or outsiders. You belong here. So with our card, we're able to add value to them. Not to say that in the process, they're going to be able to take this somewhere and get a free gift. So there's multiple ways that this Connect card will now add value to that new person. And let me tell you something. A new person is always more willing to take a step in something that they're unfamiliar with if it adds value to them. So you want the Connect card to grab attention, you want it to serve one purpose, and you want it to add value. Then what we're going to talk about is the Connect card process. So you get your design. The first thing you got to do is redesign your card. Make sure it does those three things. It's good to go. I don't even like the multicolored cards. I like, you know, whatever your brand and color, keep it one card. Like, I've been coaching one church, and they're making their whole new person process part of their like yellow and blue and some other color, but they're doing the yellow look for all, like for new people. Like on their website, they got a lot of yellow. For their new tent, they got yellow. For their Connect card, they got yellow. So it's just like flows really well. Color coordination is something a five-year-old can understand, and that's cool about that. So, but that's what I'm saying. I'm saying get it, grab attention, serve on purpose, add value, get that design right, and then you're gonna start talking about your Connect card process. Now, your Connect card process, there's three principles to this one as well. Number one is you want it to be easy. You might be thinking, well, let me back up. You might be thinking, what is the process? Well, I'm talking about the process that answers these three questions. Number one, how do they get your Connect card? Are they just in a seat back in front of you? Are they on an info center? You know, do they have to go hunting for it? My goal is that you would have it in two places that is easy to get. Like number one for us is in the service guide. Every person gets this service guide that's filled with a Connect card as they enter the auditorium. Now your church might be very large and that may not be scalable. So maybe you need to do a seat back in front of you. But if it's a seat back in front of you, remember we wanted to grab attention. So if you have a blue chair, don't make a blue card, you know, or you have a, if you have a black chair, like ours would look good in a black chair, this would be red. So it would stick out in the seat back in front. So what I'm saying is there's to find two places on how they can get it. So for us, it's the info center. They can grab it. They can also get it at the door. So you have two different areas that they're getting it. The second question that you're going to answer is how, now what? Now that they filled out the content, they've gotten it, what do they do with it? How are you telling them what to do and how to fill that out? So in your order of service, your flow of service, our guideline is that it would be mentioned three times on where they get it and what they do with it. Three times. And so that could look all kind of different ways. That can look in the pre-service slides. That can look in a welcome. That can look at the end of the offering telling them, hey, it's not for you. We just, if you're a new person, the offering's not for you. We just want you to fill out this red card. So there's different ways that you can implement how, like what to do with it, where to fill it out, where to bring it, and stuff like that. And then the last thing is just the now what. So now that they've gotten the thing, the Connect card, they filled it out, where do they take it? And so you want to have a clear process of where they take it. And all of this should follow these principles. It would be that it's easy. Not from your perspective, but from a new person's perspective. Is it easy? Number two, is it obvious? Is it easy and obvious to this new person on where to get this card, how to fill it out, and where to take it? You got to answer the question from a new person perspective, not your perspective. And then everything that you do in your process has to have intentionality behind it. If there's something in your process that is not easy, that is not obvious, and is not intentional, take it out. You want to make sure that everything that you do in your Connect card process is intentional, it's easy, and it's obvious. Now, so let's hear a real example of what this process looks like. You see what our design looks like? I'm gonna tell you about our process. So when a new person comes to church on a mission, how are they getting the Connect card? They're, like I said, they're gonna get it in the service guide at the door, or they're gonna get it, they can get it at the info center that they actually walk right by. They don't go a whole nother route. There's only one hallway they can come down to get into our auditorium, and that info center is on the way. So they gotta pass it up. So that means it's easy and obvious for them to get a Connect card. Once they come in and they sit down, a lot of times they're there early. So we have what we call pre-service video announcements. These are generic video announcements that play about 10 minutes before service starts. One of them is our youth pastor that's on screen telling them what to do with this. So he's like, hey, if you're new here today, we want to let you know about this red This Is Home card. We'd love for you to take a few seconds and fill this card out. And so he's going to explain it in the pre-service announcement. There's one place already in our service flow that they are finding out about our Connect card or how to fill it out. Number two is this, whenever they're sitting down, they're going to see right here at the bottom of our service guide. It says, if you're a first-time guest, don't forget to fill your This Is Home card out and turn it in at the red tent right outside after service for a free gift. So it's telling them exactly what to do in the service guide as they read this. Then we have the welcome, and the welcome is after our first song. A lot of times me or someone else will come up and we'll be like, hey, thank you so much for coming to Church on a Mission. Now, this is what our script looks like. If it's your first time here today, thank you so much for coming. When you walked through the doors, you should have got a service guide. In that service guide, there's a red This Is Home card. It looks just like this. If you could take a few seconds and fill this card out, I promise we won't stalk you or anything like that. We just want to connect with you. And all you have to do, we make things easy and obvious here. All you have to do is take this red card out the door down the hall to a red tent that's set up. Red card to the red tent. Right after service, we'll have a volunteer there ready to give you a gift. And let me tell you something, if you love coffee, you'll love the gift. So make sure you take this red card to the red tent after service. Now, we're just at the beginning of our service, and there's three times that they've already seen what to do with this Connect card. Then, as I wrap up the sermon and I finish preaching, our creative director comes up front to do a dismissal. He does offering and next steps. During the offering part, he will go, hey, it's time to go ahead and take up the offering. If it's your first time here today, this isn't for you. We just want this red welcome home, or This Is Home card. Take it to the red tent right after service. So now there's four different spots that they've heard it in our service flow. Every one of that is easy, obvious, and it's intentional. Now, whenever service is over, we have a red tent that matches the color of this red Connect card. And that's why it's so easy and obvious. We say, take the red card to the red tent. So all they're gonna do is they're gonna grab the red card, they're gonna walk it over, they're gonna give it to the volunteer with the red tent, at the red tent, and then they're going to get a free gift. We don't give free gifts at the beginning. I know some people do the whole free gifts, you know, like when you first get there, here's a new here place, you can come, get a free gift, go enjoy service. I believe that it should be almost an incentive to actually filling that card out. I wanna give them a reason to fill it out. So we don't give out gifts unless they hand us this red card back. And so that's kind of like what our process looks like. And if you follow those principles on the Connect card design and the Connect card process, I promise you, you will see an increase of how many people are filling out your Connect cards. I wrote a blog about this. Other churches have done this, and they are all seeing increases in the amount of people that are filling their cards out. I'd love to answer any question that you have. I'll go ahead and give you my personal phone number below. That way, if you would like it and you would like to reach out to me, please feel free to do so. I'd love to help you and answer any questions that you may have. I am actually a certified coach with Church Marketing University. And so if you've never heard of churchmarketinguniversity.com, I'd suggest to go to it. It is an incredible tool that teaches you all the marketing ways to reach people in your community. It helped our church grow more than 200% in about 10 months. And our church is still continuing to really grow and grow fast using a lot of these strategies. And I'm telling you this right now, the Connect card is so important that you get it filled out, because you can't follow up with someone if you don't get it filled out. So get the design right for you, for your church, and then get a process that is easy, that is obvious, and that is intentional in everything that you do. And when you do that, you're going to get more Connect cards. Thank you so much for watching. I'd love to hear from you, and good luck.